The agreement struck with the city adds 11,000 square feet to the property and includes two buildings. Not far from one of them stands Fortress of the Bears executive director, Les Kinnear.
The roof leaks like a sieve, and it was designed for a specific purpose, and there's really nothing else you can do with it. We'd like to demo it and get it off the footprint. The other building has some value. It's the large blue tin building on the end of the property, and if we're going to maintain the farm on site, we need to have a place where we can secure the animals and protect them from the weather.
The farm is a collection of assorted animals, including a small horse, some sheep, the roosters you heard just a moment ago, pigs, chickens, and some goats. Right now it's located between the two clarifier tanks that have been converted into habitat for the fortress's main attraction, five bears.
Yeah, so the farm's back here, and eventually we hope to consolidate our bear management structures here. We hope to have a veterinary clinic, indoor secure areas to work with the bears, food preparation areas, cold storage, dry, frozen. And so the farm will eventually move over.
Those plans also call for an auditorium, gift shop, and food stand. But that's a ways down the road. In 2010, the fortress had a net income of $17,000, an improvement from last year when it was more than $2,000 in the red. The organization's business plan hopes to boost those revenues. It's counting on a shuttle bus running three times a day when cruise ships are in port, $10 entrance fees, a gift shop that nets about $300 per cruise ship day, not to mention grants and loans, plus memberships. After housing two bears, Shaikh and Killisnoo, the fortress is now home to three more, who live in the neighboring habitat, sibling cubs named Lucky, Baloo, and Toby.
Okay, bears are going out.
They're feeding at the moment, rummaging around in their habitat for food that the staff has hidden under logs and brush. So I know one of the questions that the Sawmill Cove board had in recommending the lease renewal was ownership of the property. And, you know, wanting your organization to purchase the property from the city. How far off is that, do you think?
Well, under the circumstances, it's a little difficult to say. We're not sure. You know, I'm not sure how much difference it makes to the city, whether it's purchased up front or on the back end, somewhere down the road. But I'm sure the city will realize substantial gain from this project in any event.
The agreement before the assembly on Tuesday night was originally for a three-year lease extension. Upping the deal to 5 years worried Assemblymember Phyllis Hackett. She said she was initially a skeptic of the fortress, but has since been out there a few times and thinks the Kinnears are doing a good job. But she said, what if the city needs the planned location of the farm to stage materials for the nearby Blue Lake Hydro project? She asked that question to Utility Director Chris Bruton.
At this time, I don't think it's an issue.
But is it going to be an issue in 5 years when you're doing it and there's a farm there?
That I don't know. Most of our laydown area, we're trying to look to be on the water side of the street, closest to the dock. But as we get into the engineering design and how we're going to stage this and phase the project, we'll have a better idea. But at this time, I haven't seen any issues where we're going to be in that general area.
Speaking to the assembly, Les Kinnear said operating the fortress has not been easy, but that he's hopeful for the future.
Given the chance, we'll continue to push this Cadillac up the hill. We'll get to the top. Everybody's going to want to get on, go down the other side.
Hackett voted no to make the lease a five-year deal, but joined the rest of the assembly in lending support to the final agreement. Mim McConnell recused herself from voting because Fortress of the Bear is a client of her publishing business. This is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.